Listener production. This is the Rush Hour with AB and Elliot's podcast. Rush
Hour. Producer Luke, Elliot, I'm away. Well, sorry, I'm alone for the next week.
Right.
And my dog is having an absolute meltdown because I'm usually the parent that abandons him, and he has already started to exhibit unusual behaviour.
Oh, because Alex has disappeared.
I know, I hate it because I hate how much Teddy obviously relies on Alex.
Mm.
This morning, woke up. So last night, we dropped him to the airport. Teddy came to bed so confused. He was like looking everywhere for him, like checking all the rooms. Just could not settle all night. Woke up this morning, fine, took him out to the toilet. He was just weird, like ate grass and stuff and was just... Do your dogs eat grass when they're like not quite 100%?
When mine are crook, they eat grass.
Yeah. Helps them throw up.
Yeah, so he started eating grass, put his breakfast out. Normally he'll smash the wet food pit of it and then like take his time with the dry. He was just like, no. I gave him a treat because I was like, is he not eating? And he ate a little bit of the treat, then left the rest of the treat. So I had to FaceTime Alex and be like, can you talk to the dog, please?
Isn't it wild that it's your dog, but he ended up being a better dog parent than you?
But also when he's home, the dog's more obsessed with me than him.
That hurts.
But then when Alex leaves, the dog's like, I don't know how to function.
It's a strange old dog, that one. Like, he's a nice dog. But the fact that you guys don't let him wee unless he's on a harness is...
I let him wee. I let him free range in the backyard.
Mate, when I used to go and have to let your dog out, I had strict instructions of I couldn't...
That's Alex's shit.
That was from both of you.
Yeah, no, it was.
I had to put him on a harness.
If you take him outside of the house, yes.
Yeah, that's... He's not going to wee in the house, is he?
So no, we've got a garden that's fenced off. That's fine.
AB, I've done this 6 or 7 times where you guys have asked me to go let him out, and strict instructions from both of you, not just Alex, put him on the harness to go wee and poo.
Well, I only do that if it's at night.
Well, it wasn't at night. I was letting him out at day.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And that's a dumb dog if he's going at toads. You do it once and you learn.
Nah, but your dogs are big, so if they eat the toad or if they go for the toad, it won't kill them.
What I'm saying is they did it once and they learned, oh, this sucks.
See, he did it once and was like, give me another taste.
Yeah,
exactly. They go either way, though. But yeah, he's
so you're going to do
moody.
Origin by yourself, which is your least favourite thing.
Well, I've invited people over.
Of course.
So, yeah. But also, like...
You got issues.
Yeah, she's going to be a weird week.
Why?
I don't know. I'm not usually the one that abandons. He's abandoned me.
Well, smart business for him, because normally it's when the child's born, the dad goes to the shop and doesn't come home. And
true.
It's clever that he's done that pre-childbirth.
He was so freaked out about going on this trip too because he thought that the child would come early.
Well,
He demanded to come to our obstetrician appointment this week again to check. He was like, I can cancel the flight right now. And she was like, freaking go.
If you go into labour while I'm at your place this evening,
you'll have
watching,
to deliver it.
Oh, you going over there?
Well,
you
tentative.
He's
if you go in,
sausages at my house.
Glutton for punishment.
If
you are.
Go into labour, I will be out that door quicker than you could
I'll
even
name it Luke.
Say push.
I don't know. If he wants
what if
that.
I name it Lucas?
No, you wouldn't want that.
No,
either.
Don't.
No, you're not Lucas by passport, are you?
No, I am Lucas.
Oh, you are? L-U-C-A-S?
No, with a K.
How do you not know this? I know this. I find Lucas all the time.
Mm. Yeah, no,
you've known him for how long?
Yeah, but I worked with a guy called Ben, and I used to call him Benjamin, and he was like, by the way, I'm not actually a Benjamin.
This is why Lucas is quick, because you don't really know him. You don't care about Lucas, a human being. You just care about Luke, the producer. Anyway, radio show, then let's go. I've got a sauna to get to.
So many guests on today's podcast. Aaron Woods, Murray Taulagi, MG.
Yep.
All doing some origin chat. We heard about some wild numbers of collections of cushions.
That hurt me. That
I can't believe so many people rang.
This is bizarre. I don't know why you need the money as well. Cushions are not cheap.
Kmart ones are, though, and I've got a lot of Kmart
ones.
Yeah,
I buy the $5 Kmart ones.
I buy them on sale at Kmart too, and they're $3.95 sometimes.
Yeah, right. Don't know, don't have any. Elliot had an origin plea from across the border.
I thought this would work, you know. I really
it
thought.
It didn't.
This is a last gasp thing for New South Wales, and you shut it down in a way that broke children's hearts.
Our show steer, Wombat, gave us his prediction for Game 2 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And AB has a unpopular origin opinion, which you'll hear.
Yeah. I reckon other people will agree with me.
Weak as. Anyway, enjoy. Talk to you soon.
Triple M's. Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
State of Origin Game 2 tonight. All the pre-game from 6pm. Main game kickoff just after 8 o'clock. The Origin legends joining us throughout the afternoon. I love all the New South Wales guests you've lined up today, by the way. Outstanding.
Got to give you something for your troubles.
We're going to lead with a bloke that played 14 games in the mighty blue jersey and scored one of the most underrated tries in Origin history. Fend off one, dummy to another. He's too big a bloke to be doing it. The great Aaron Woods.
Hello, Hello Woodsy. Legends. How are we? How are we going?
How are the nerves, mate?
Yeah, I'm nervous. It would be a little bit better if we're up 1-0. That's for sure, Abby, but we're not. So, look, honestly, you know, it's Origin. It's do or die for us. We've got no second chance for us New South Welshmen. You Queenslanders are just get your little smirks and you're just grinning from ear to ear. I can feel it. I can feel it on you, bloke.
Like, How did you know?
it's the arrogance of you Queenslanders up there. And, you know, Elliot, poor old Elliot has to work with you every day. So I don't know how
Hey. There is a little touch of arrogance. It's earned, obviously. But I am genuinely a very, very kind person, I'd like to think. I am considerate. And this last couple of weeks, I've been scratching my head, Woodsy, thinking, this is difficult for you guys. And like, as much as I loved the dynasty, as that was an enjoyable time, I want the playing field to be a little bit more even. So I've done some work in the background. Woodsy, we did a big study. We did an investigation as a team to figure out where the most talented region in Queensland is. Now, we've got a lot of places to choose from. Mount Isa, for instance, plethora of stars, the Pat Rafter, the Shark, all that jazz. Elliot pointed out Dolby as well, producer of some of the greatest talent.
But you settled on Central Queensland.
Central Queensland. This place is out of control. Cam Munster, Corey Oates, obviously Harry Grant, Ben
Corey
Hunt.
Corey Oates, he just got dropped from Brisbane.
Scott Minto. But that's not even, it's not even just footy stars as well. We've got the Kate Miller-Heikes, Busby Maru. I could go on. What we did was we sent our Triple M CQ team the task, Woodsy, of bottling up some of the goodness there. They got jars and they have bottled up 100% Central Queensland air, just in small, bite-sized doses, we have sent to yourself and some of the other New South Wales greats in our Sydney Triple M office, just so you can have a taste, a little bit of an inkling of that winning air. Now, have you received your package?
I haven't received it yet. You know what I really hope? I really hope it's been lost in the mail and I don't receive it at all.
Well, actually, worse. I got a message from your producer. He said that all the jars smashed.
Oh, someone smashed them.
I don't. Jury is out on that. In fact, I'm going to request some CCTV footage because it could have been Australia Post, but no, I'm not going to slander the name of the great Australian Postal Service. I think it's more likely that one Aaron AB, Woods
you know what,
threw it against the wall.
When you were talking about these great places in Queensland, I thought we were going to talk about the Hunter region that brought Greg Inglis, Minto that brought Israel Folau.
New Zealand.
New Zealand. Oh, what else we got? England. Come on. You need all the help you can get up there.
Thanks, Woodsy. Those places, yes, are in Queensland.
Hey, Woodsy, before you disappear, mate, we'd love to get your take on tonight. It is, as you know, a must-win for New South Wales. A lot of changes again. Will they get it done?
Well, I'm really hoping so, Elliot. And you know, there's been so much talk about, obviously, Latrell, but the bloke that's flown on the radar for me is Dylan Edwards. I was actually, you know, I was hoping Teddy got picked game one. And, you know, when they mentioned Edwards, I was like, well, mate, who better to replace him? Poor bloke got struck down with injury and then now he gets the opportunity. I think he's going to be really, really, like, really excited to see him go because I reckon he's built for this stage and, you know, we need all the help we can get for New South Wales because we need to go one all.
Who scares Woodsy, New South Wales? Like they're talking, Queensland scared of Latrell. Latrell's the fear factor. Who is it for Queensland, do you think, that sends shivers down New South Wales fans' spine?
Well, the funny thing, you know, I was probably guilty of probably questioning the selection last year was Hemisode Tabio Fadau. I just thought, Dane Gagai, you know, we always mention Origin Gagai is a different level, different beast. But what the Hemmer has done in the last 18 months, honestly, I did not see this coming. I reckon a bloke up Townsville, Todd Payton, probably a bit filthy that he let him go. But he's just an out-and-out superstar. And he scares me every time he touches a field when I'm barracking for a side or playing against him.
Yeah, it's hard to read that kid.
Well, looking forward to this one tonight. Apologies for wasting your time. I'm glad the air got lost at Aaron Woods.
It's in that office somewhere if it's broken.
New South Wales legend. Genuinely, mate, a lot of people have seen you on the telly now and hearing your voice on the radio. You are absolutely killing it. Appreciate your time. Go well, buddy.
Thank you, legend. Thanks for having me. Love being a part of your show.
Still to come on Triple M's Rush Hour this afternoon as we approach State of Origin Game 2. We're very lucky to have access on game day to the Maroons squad. Murray Taulagi, Queensland winger, at 4:45 this afternoon right here on Triple M.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
My husband's having a bit of an intervention with me ahead of our impending child's arrival. He said that there's something that we have too much of in our house, and technically he's right. But I also do not want to budge and remove a single one of these items.
He just did a big clear out of all his clothes for you. I remember that.
So yeah, he did.
Would make sense.
But that took like 5 years for him to do. I do that every season.
Right. Okay.
So.
But then you buy more. So.
I rent, to be fair. Okay. Very savvy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I personally think that one of the most stylish things that you can add to your home, in every home, an additional few cushions doesn't go astray.
Okay.
I'm talking about the couch. I'm talking about chairs. Outdoor chairs, we've got cushions on them as well. My bed has a number of cushions, of which I karate chop every day to make them look like they are in Vogue Living.
In who living?
Vogue Living.
Who's that?
It's a magazine. Vogue, you know, the fashion magazine.
Yeah, I know the brand.
They have Vogue Living.
So you want to have pillows cut in half because it looks like you're in a magazine.
You chop them so that they sit up perfectly right, like all of the cool Architectural Digest style magazines. I have a lot of cushions. I'm passionate about cushions.
Oh,
Alex said we have too many. So I've gone around my house and I've counted. We have 36 cushions.
I would say you have too many cushions in your house.
1-333-6. 1-333-53. Does anyone have more than that?
No, they don't. There you
or
go.
Even
end
close.
Of the answer. No, 36.
Yeah, so I've got about 6 or 7 on the couch, and then there's an armchair as well.
Where do you sit?
In amongst the cushions. It's great.
So you lay on all the cushions instead of on the actual couch.
On the couch, you can have a cushion under an arm or whatever. But it's not about comfort. It's about aesthetics.
Oh, my God. You're the princess in the
bed. They look great. The bed?
36 of them. How many you got on the bed?
Okay. So we've got 2 king-size pillows. Then we've got 2 Euro cushions.
I don't know what these things are. How many cushions you got on the bed?
7.
7?
Yeah.
How many do you sleep with?
I take the cushions off.
So
you cannot touch them with your head. They're not for that. They're for once again.
But who's
Vogue
going in
Living?
Okay, but Vogue Living aren't coming to your house in regional
who
Queensland.
Knows? They
so
might.
So who sees the pillows in your bed?
Me. And then I feel pleased and I think, oh, it looks like a hotel. 1-333-53. We want to find the people that have the most cushions in Queensland. I reckon they'd be blokes out there particularly who've got a missus they want to dob in, who's overdone it with the cushions.
We've got 8. I've just worked out in my head.
That's a lot.
Well, it's not, because that's both beds and one on the couch.
One single.
Sorry, 2 on the couch. 2 on the couch.
Oh, my outdoor chairs even have cushions.
36, you need help. I'm happy to try. You won't get more than 36.
I just don't think they need to go. Who knows when Vogue Living is going to knock on your door?
True.
Doesn't matter where in Queensland you are.
Got to be prepared.
Boyne Island first, 1-333-53. Beck, what's your count?
I've counted 40.
But surely you got 14 children, Beck, and that's making up like lots of beds.
No.
No, we're talking about cushions.
I feel like I've got 14.
Not
children.
Pillows.
So our lounge is massive. It's got about 16 alone.
That's
and then my bed has got 10.
Yeah, hang on.
And they go on the floor. They go on the floor.
With
like,
you.
Well, we sleep with 2 each, so that's 4 just for that.
So why are they there, Beck? I don't understand this.
You'll never understand.
I don't. That's why I'm asking the question.
It's what you were talking about before. It's the Vogue thing. It's the
Vogue thing.
No,
it's
Beck,
how it looks.
Beck
it's,
is with
it's
me.
Aesthetics.
Yeah.
It's aesthetics.
Aesthetics.
You never
okay.
know that Architectural Digest aren't going to knock on your door and say, "Hey, Beck from Boyne Island, we're here for a tour. Oh, 16 on the couch, not bad. You're going to get featured, front cover."
Okay, let's go to Caranda in North Queensland next. Ursula, thanks for calling the Rush Hour. We've heard 36 cushions. We've heard 40. Surely there's not more than that in your house.
Well, I just did a quick count after listening to you guys because I knew I was up there and I counted 44.
Brilliant. How many on the bed individually, Ursula?
So on my bed alone, I have 9 and then I have 2 guest beds and I have 6 each on those and then the rest are on the lounge room. I have a day bed out by the pool and I have cushions on my outdoor setting. So, yeah, it all comes up to 44.
Outstanding. And so with the bed ones, obviously you take them off. Have you got a cushioned couch? Because that's the biggest step I took this year was got a couch for my cushions to go on, which also has cushions on it.
Next to the
for
bed.
When I sleep.
No, I don't. Look, we've not long moved up to Karanda, so we've moved into a smaller house. So, yeah, they just go on the floor each night. But they're piled up accordingly, so when I make the bed, mm-hmm. they go back in the same spot.
Oh, yeah.
And well, karate chopped, I imagine.
Good on you, Ursula. Now, what I don't like here, and I hate to do Battle of the Sexes, but I expect this behaviour from women because, you know, you buy one thing you
because
love,
because we make
you
things look nice and how terrible of us.
Cushions. But Robin Mackay, you've joined this movement as well. We've had 44 cushions. You can't beat that.
Oh, look, mate, I'm not even close. I've got zero.
How do you live
I
your life?
It's the craziest damn thing in the world to fill your house up with something that you wouldn't even sit on. You take it off the seat and put it on the floor.
That's the point. Like, I can
but
understand
you can touch them with your arms and stuff.
A painting or something, Rob, because it's got worth to it and there's resale value. Once you buy a cushion and take it out of the store, that's the end of it.
I'm the same, mate. And look, if you got to dress up your furniture with cushions, you've bought ugly furniture.
Yeah, your furniture sucks.
No, mate, show me one magazine where they advertise the furniture just on its own.
I don't, Rob, you read different magazines, I'm sure.
I'd hope so. Not many cushions making it out to the high seas.
Oh, at least someone's talking sense.
Nah, and you know what?
What?
Vogue Living. What? Regional Queensland special. I feel it coming. Ursula, Beck, we could have a bit of a feature.
We're 40 cushion people.
You bet.
You guys are insane. State of Origin, game two tonight. The MCG, you're going to hear the game on Triple M, the listener app to kick off just after 8 p.m. This gentleman, part of that Queensland team, he was part of their lethal left edge in game one that's still giving New South Wales nightmares, the great Murray Taulagi. Hello, mates.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing really well, Muzz. Hey, your bromance with Hamisode Tabuai Fido has blossomed onto to just true love now. What's it like getting to play on the same side of the field as one of your best mates in the whole world?
Yeah, it's pretty special. You know, I've done it at like a club land of cows, and then now we get to do it to represent our state. It's a massive honour. You know, Hammer is a freaky man. I sort of just have to try and catch up to him, I guess. He's got feet to burn, so I've got to take off pretty much before he even gets the ball.
Murray, all the narrative leading into game two from New South Wales' side has been Latrell Mitchell coming into that team. Now, you know Trell well. You played at a World Cup with him, mate. A lot of people saying Queensland is scared of the man. Is that how you feel?
Nah, not really. You know, he's just another person. He's got two arms. We've got two arms, we've got two legs, and we've also got two legs. But I've sort of formed a really good relationship with Latrell. You know, we sort of keep in touch since the World Cup. But, when we take that step out on the field, it's going to be different, you know, mate versus mate and state versus state.
Yeah, because we interviewed him a while ago, Latrell Mitchell, Elliot, you and I, and he said Murray was his favourite person.
No, he
from
said
Murray
was a scumbag. You can't wait to hurt him or something like that.
Well, we'll see. Murray, personal question. Obviously, hyping up for the game, you got your little, traditions that you do have. Do you listen to music? Because I noticed this morning on your Instagram story that you featured a little bit of Natasha Bedingfield.
Yes, I love it.
I'd love to know, does she make the playlist or is there anything else on there?
She does. I'm a bit of like a Britney Spears sometimes.
You are full of surprises.
I don't know. I'm like a real calm karaoke type of person on game day.
Karaoke.
Who in that Queensland team would be banned from the speaker, mate, from hooking up to the Bluetooth? Who has the worst music taste?
Oh.
I imagine Kate Wells would be shit ass.
I think he knows he shouldn't get on it. Okay. I think he stands right away from it. I don't think we're very confident in ourselves with our music. So I think the only person that's very confident in himself is Val. So he normally just takes ownership on the music.
Yeah, okay.
And doesn't care if people like it or not.
Nah. Definitely. He's got a mixed genre. So I think he's got a bit of country, which the boys like. And then
he's got a bit of
pump music as well. So it's a best of both worlds. But I'm sort of wanting more of that love song story. that Taylor Swift type music.
Right. You are a different
this
beast.
This is the best.
In
I
the
love
best
this
possible
inside
way.
Into yep. you.
Murray Taolungi, mate, always good watching you at the highest level. Good luck against New South Wales tonight. We appreciate the access on game day, mate. Go well.
No worries. Thank you guys for having me.
Appreciate it. State of Origin Game 2 tonight, live right here on Triple M, the listener app. Kickoff is just after 8 o'clock, all the pre-game from 6 p.m. State of Origin Game 2 tonight. You're going to hear it on Triple M, all the pre-game from 6 o'clock. Kickoff just after 8 p.m. Now, I know for you Queenslanders out there, when New South Wales lose, when I bang on about the amount of pain I've been through supporting New South Wales, it's funny. And I get that.
It's tragic.
When an adult man is constantly sad about the way his state performs, it's funny for the people that are from Queensland. I get it. I really do. I just want you to have a think today about the children.
Oh, God.
Now,
don't use kids.
I'm going to use
to
kids.
To try and guilt me.
I'm using kids.
It won't work.
The entirety of your state. So I've got one set of cousins that still live in New South Wales. They're in Tamworth. My
condolences to them.
Yeah, their youngest daughter, Bella, she's just turned 7. And she's only really started watching footy the last couple of years, and both years she's watched New South Wales have lost.
There are kids that have lived their whole life, by the way, I'd never seen them.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I've had Bella put together a poem with the help of her mum to try and express how poor, unfortunate, beautiful kids across New South Wales are feeling at the moment. And this is a letter. It says, "To Queensland, love Bella."
Oh, no. The fact her name's Bella too. You're already getting me over the line.
Okay, Queensland, listen up. I've got something to say. Tonight's the big game. Let's do it the fair way. I'm just a kid from New South Wales, full of hopes and dreams. But if we lose tonight, oh boy, I'll burst at the seams. Latrell Mitchell's our hero with moves so cool. I don't know about this next line. If you let him score, I promise I won't drool. If Queensland wins, though, I might shed a tear. And my mummy will blame you for my bedtime fear. So Queensland, be nice. Let the Blues have a chance. We'll share our ice cream with you in a joyful dance.
Joyful dads.
Think of the kids in New South Wales, their hopes and dreams on the line. Please let us win so everything's fine. Thanks for listening, Queensland. You're really swell. Let's make tonight epic and let New South Wales ring that victory bell. But remember my tears if things don't go our way. So pretty, please, Queensland, let New South Wales win today. Love, Bella. 7 years of age in Tamworth.
Have you got her mum's number?
Well, yeah, she's my cousin's wife.
Yeah, okay, so she'd have pay ID?
Yeah.
Maybe? Okay, cool. I'll send her some money for a kid's therapy. We're not bloody letting them win. I don't care if it's a kid.
It's a child.
I don't care.
You're Bella. You can bring Bella some happy children
in
Tamworth.
She's going to have some adversity. And also, how old did she say she was?
Going through adversity. They got drought on their property at the moment.
How old did
rain?
You say she is? 9?
7.
7, okay, cool. All right, well, I mean, to the Queensland selection team for the NRLW, we've got some time to get Bella
no,
a quick trip up from Tamworth into Stanthorpe.
She is playing junior footy.
She can play
absolutely
first game
not.
On the right
she's
side of history.
Well, you guys are monsters. You won't even look after a 7-year-old child that's going through heartache. You guys are absolute monsters. But I expect nothing less from Queensland.
You pronounced winners wrong.
Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
State of Origin Game 2 tonight, or your pre-game action from 6, kickoff at 8. You'll hear it all live and free right here on Triple M and the listener app too. AB, in terms of predicting these games, we go to our oracle, and I now use that term loosely because Wombat, our steer, if you've never heard of him, we bought him for $12. He lives in Serena with his parents. His original parents. We use him to predict sport games. 2 buckets of feed. We cross live to Serena. Whichever bucket he goes to is the team that is going to win.
He's had some loose results.
Well, here's the thing. Started so well around the NRL and AFL grand finals last year, early this
perfectly
year.
Perfectly predicted the NRL and AFL grand finals.
Yes, then had some good cricket results, all kinds of things. At one stage, he was sitting in the high 80%. He then dipped to the 60%. I can report to you today as we're about to cross live to Serena, this is his do or die moment because he's at 51%. So
I can't even remember. Did he do Origin 1?
Yeah, and he got it wrong. He said New South Wales would win. So if he gets this time wrong, it may be time for him to hang up his hooves as our oracle
but
and predictor.
What else do we use him for?
Quite a, I don't know. Because
he's not a practical steer.
I'm getting complaints from sports gamblers everywhere, but we are going to cross live to Serena now. Two buckets of feed in front of our man as we get started.
Game two. One bet's ready. Got his mate.
Beautiful day in Serena.
It is a lovely... This video will be up, Rush Hour Curly on Instagram. Two buckets of feed. He's behind the fence at the moment. His wombat has been let out of his pen. He's about 10 to 15 metres away, and he's on one today. Hasn't been fed in a couple of days, a wombat. He's looking straight to the right side bucket, and I can tell you what that bucket is. Tonight, the series will be wrapped up as Wombat has locked in Queensland, and he did not think twice about it. Queensland.
He actually jogged to that.
To win game two, according to the Oracle. However,
he has Oracle?
Got his last four wrong.
That's okay. It's like sports bet anyway. And like tipping this year, come on.
Yeah, he's like your tipping. It's probably the great way to compare it. All right, that'll be up. Instagram, Rush Hour QLD. You can find Wombat the Steer on Instagram too. Coming up next, as we prepare ourselves for that game that Wombat has predicted Queensland to win, a famous blue will join us. The great Mark Guy from Team Triple M straight after this. I know you Weasel Queenslanders grew up on Origin moments, right? Like that scumbag Gordon Tallis dragging Brett Hodgson from, you know, Brisbane to Sydney.
I'm going to send him this audio.
Good. He can get stuffed.
You're scared of him, I know.
No. I grew up as a kid from Tamworth originally on this, mate.
Oh, Guyer and Lewis. They're mouthing off at each other. Over the top of David Manson's head.
A 22-year-old Mark Guyer, brave enough to get in the face of the king, and he is the only voice I care about when it comes to State of Origin, part of the Triple M fabric, MG Mark Guyer. Hello, mates.
Elliot, my man from Amsterdam. What a day it is. It's Origin 2. I know AB is a massive Queensland supporter, but I know this time of year, when you speak to me, she has a soft spot for New South Wales. So I really know that.
In your dreams, MG.
You know you do.
I know. Look, I respect you, but yeah, it is mortal enemy day, that's for sure. I'd actually love to know, because my husband says every single year this time, he's like, every New South Welshman has an antagonising, frustrating, annoying Queenslander in their life that frustrates the hell out of them on this day. Have you got one? One that sends you a ribbing message every single year?
Yes, I have. I've got a few, actually. I've got a couple that I disown this time of year, to be honest. I just say that, you know, I know you're going to give me some shit about Origin. It's amazing still. Like, that audio that Elliot just played then, I was 22. It feels like, and every time Origin comes around, it just seems like yesterday. It was one of them things that, you know, I was told to do a job for my state. I did it. And then I got suspended for 6 weeks and I never played Origin again. So, every time I go to a function or something, people think I play like 15 or 20 games of Origin. I only played three. So it was one of them things, them fleeting moments that I do regret a little bit. I do regret that I didn't play more Origin because it is the most intense form of rugby league you can play. But my mantra is it's all about the quality, not the quantity.
Now, New South Wales, famously MG, because of the amount of players they have to choose from, that when there is a loss, there is always chopping and changing. That's been the case for game two. I know you were so hopeful in game one. It didn't go to plan after about 7 minutes. Why is tonight the night?
Well, I was hopeful, and I think that most people would agree that the game was over after 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that was, you can't win a normal club game in the NRL, let alone an Origin game when you've got the best players coming at you with an extra player. So I think the players they've picked, i.e. Latrell Mitchell, I think he will bring an X factor to the game we didn't have in game one. The kicking game of Mitchell Moses will be paramount on such a, you know, it's 10 degrees in Melbourne tonight. It's going to be a bit of a glassy surface, not really conducive to, you know, these young sidestepping outside backs that Queensland have. So Moses would be very important. It's going to be an exciting game. It's always one of them nights where everyone just gathers around and you call your mates around, no matter whether they've got a maroon jersey on or not, and you just get on it and hope that New South Wales win.
Absolutely. The MC, well, besides the New South Wales bit. The rest of it. I mean, they're gathering together, the unity of friends and whatnot.
She's flustered.
Digging a hole.
Now, sit down, grab the fan, put the fan on your face and take three big breaths.
I'm nervous, MG. I am nervous. And that is a lot to do with the fact that Queensland actually have a really shocking stat at the MCG. We haven't won there since 1995. Why do you think that the MCG is the Blues fortress?
It's hard to say, AB, because obviously the crowd tonight, 90,000 they're expecting at the MCG, are predominantly Queensland supporters because of the connection to Melbourne Storm. The conditions don't usually suit Queensland because it's so slippery and cold. And, you know, obviously you guys are used to walking around in winter with a singlet on. I'm here today with a beanie on. I've got a skivvy. I've got UGG boots. This time of year, we love it. I mean, it's fantastic time of year because it's kind of a mid-season holiday that everybody gets.
It's Christmas, MG.
It is Bogan Christmas, AB. You're correct. Exactly.
MG, look, we always appreciate your time, mate. Obviously, I'm praying for a Blues victory. A lot of Queenslanders, though, desperate to wrap things up tonight. And I challenge everyone out there to text someone from the other state. I'm just texted the great Gordon Tallis. My is what we're going with today.
I'm doing a preview of the game tonight at 6 p.m.
Yep.
Which you'll hear through Triple M with Emma Lawrence. Me, Gordy, and Emma Lawrence will be live from the ground. So I'll tell Gordy exactly what you said, and I'll say,
"Please,
listen, big fella.
Yeah,
you got any dramas with Elliot? Yeah. You got them with me as well.
Yeah. 22-year-old right? Mark guy is back. Yeah, scumbag.
At least both of you could take him.
I don't know. I'll hide behind him. All right, MG. Have fun tonight, brother. Enjoy your footy. Appreciate your time on the Rush Hour.
Love you, long time. Bye-bye.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.
Now, ahead of tonight, Game 2, State of Origin. It is a decider in a lot of ways as to whether New South Wales is going to progress, if it's going to go to a Game 3, or if Queensland's going to potentially queen sweep the whole series for another year.
Game 2, so no, it's not a decider.
It's a decider of sorts.
It's not a decider. The side is the third game, you
peanut. It's a decider as to whether New South Wales is going to suck again or not. Every year we get to this impasse and we don't know what's going to happen. Usually it goes one way. I have an honest take on what I want to happen tonight, and it's pretty controversial. Even my husband this morning, I said it to him and he said, "You're mad.
Okay.
Why would you ever want that?"
Yeah.
Because we've had so many years of success, a decade, if you will.
Well, you won 8 in a row,
and there's potentially going to be another dynasty coming because a lot of the superstars that are getting picked for the Maroons these days, so young. They've
won
another 10
years. Two series in a row, AB.
That's the beginning of another dynasty, potentially.
What?
As much as it pains me,
yeah,
I will not be that mad if we lose tonight.
What, you want Queensland to lose?
I don't want Queensland to lose.
Well, that's what you just said.
I just won't be that mad if they do.
Why?
Because there's nothing better than a decider in Queensland. That just isn't. I have to admit, at stages during that 8 years, the winning, it didn't get tiring, but it got less interesting.
You should have been on the losing side. It sucked.
Yeah, I can imagine it would have. I want this to be an even contest.
Right.
I want you to actually play your best possible team. I want you to not have people sent off after 7 minutes and have a full squad. I want it to be a fair playing field when we beat you in Brisbane for a decider for Game 3. That's the poetry in my head.
This is what I love
about... You could call me Bush Poet 2.0 if you will.
I won't, but what I love about some of you Queenslanders is you're weak as piss, and you're one of them. Because here's the thing, you like being the hero in movies, and every time you see a hero in a movie, like Star Wars, when you know Luke Skywalker throws out his hand to Darth Vader because he thinks, oh, here's a moment where the villain and the hero can half get along. What happens? The villain cuts their hand off. And if you're going to give us an in tonight and you say, Wales, we'll take it. Oh, sympathy vote. Whatever. We'll smash you in Melbourne, then smash you in Brisbane after that.
You
then you'll be crying.
Don't smash us in Brisbane, though. Something doesn't happen.
Some would say, as we cross live now to Mark Geyer, to Gordon Tallis and Emma Lawrence, some would say, potentially, with words like that, Queensland just don't get Origin.
No, it's because we do that we want the competition to be fierce. We want it to be real. Also, backs against the wall. Bad track record of the MCG.
Please.
We're the underdogs. It could happen any minute.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour with AB and Elliot.